Jeffrey, can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Jeffrey, can you hear me?
Let's give you some time to speak.
Hold on. Can you hear me?
Get you all comfortable.
Can you hear me now?
It's quiet.
But you can hear me.
Yeah, but it's quiet.
It's quiet. It's like really, really low.
It's on the phone, like without speakers.
Let me check something.
Can you hear me now?
I guess you couldn't hear me a second ago.
Yeah, when you sent me that message.
Hmm.
But it sounds like when, like...
I'll tell you what. Like when you, yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you now. It's perfect.
Okay, hold on a sec, okay?
I can hear you perfectly now.
Okay, hold on.
I'll be right back.
Let's see if this works. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you fixed it.
Ah, I can hear really well now.
Yeah.
I want it right now.
Okay. So what's the name of the podcast?
I don't know. Let's just talk about new games coming out 2019.
New games coming out in 2019.
How good are the graphics going to be? Are they going to look like Nintendo 64?
Are we talking about specific consoles?
Yep. Like, new games, GTA 6, Dead Rising 5, all of that.
So all of them, even PS4, or are we talking specifically Xbox?
We could talk about Xbox One, PlayStation 4, PC.
The ones coming out in 2019?
Yep. Even Call of Duty Black Ops 4 coming out in August.
You mean this year, 2018?
Yeah, we're talking about 18 and 19.
Okay. 2018. Okay, so Black Ops 4, is that supposed to include anything new?
Let's see. When it comes out, you're going to... Well, it's already early access now, so if you already have the early access, you're going to have access to the zombies, access to the multiplayer. You already have access to it on the 360. Pretty sure, like, Black Ops 3, there's not going to be multiplayer. But when you get an Xbox One, there's going to be multiplayer.
Hmm.
Let's see. But, yeah, you're going to have early access to everything.
So... DLCs, all that.
Yeah. And don't forget Battlefield 5 coming out.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are in anticipation about that one.
Yeah. I mean, they already announced the early access. People are already down on that. It's supposed to be, the campaign's supposed to be about the continue about Battlefield 4. And I already beat Battlefield 4 campaign. It was good. I was sad about the campaign ending, about the tank campaign. It was very good. It's sad for the tank to blow up. Just to save a couple crew members' lives. Let's see. GTA 6 will be coming out 2019. Everybody is hyped about that. What game are you hoping for Daryl? Oh, did we lose Daryl? Waiting for Daryl to come back. Let's wait for Daryl. Daryl, you've gone quiet.
Can you hear me?
There you go. There we go. You went quiet for a few seconds.
Not sure why. Games I'm interested in. The thing is, I'm not too sure exactly which games I'm interested in. Maybe like Crackdown 3. I know Red Dead.
You went quiet again. Hang on, Daryl. So let's see if we can fix that. Give it a few minutes. Mess with it, Daryl. Pretend it's an enemy Titan. The day we choose to do a podcast. Up, I hear you. The day we choose to do a podcast, she ties the fuck Daryl.
Pretty much.
Oh, don't forget Titanfall 3. It will be coming out in 2019.
Titanfall 3, yeah. So it's going to be like, I think they're going to have a campaign mode like they did on the second one.
Yeah, the campaign on the first one, it was only online. That's what made it suck, and everyone demanded a offline and online campaign on the second one.
And you've played the second one, right?
Yep, it was beautiful.
Okay, see? Someone actually liked it.
Hey, and we can't forget the Gears of War 5 coming out. Am I correct?
Gears of War 5? Yeah, I heard that was coming out. We can check on that.
Yeah. Because don't we have Gears of War 4?
Yes.
Yeah, Gears of War 5 is coming out. It's like the main story off of Gears of War 4. But she wants to go back after something.
She wants Master Chief, period.
Yeah, because she has that cursed necklace, if you see in the trailer.
Cursed necklace.
Yeah, because you see in the trailer, the dude that grabs his arm and just pushes the button to heal his arm just a little bit. Like, his friend, like, he calls his friend over and, watch that necklace, that's cursed.
You think they're going to introduce magic, or is this more science?
Well, if you get back into the Gears of War, that necklace isn't cursed off of any voodoo. It's cursed off of the enemies they've been killing in the past. And that was her grandma's necklace that got turned into the enemy. So her grandma wants her help, I'm guessing.
That would be really weird from going to they're pretty much what in the future it's science, they're on a different planet, then all of a sudden they introduce magic and the supernatural.
Well, some of the civilians in Gears of War believed in that supernatural, and some of them did find a way to control it. I am a big fan of Gears. Don't forget Halo 6 coming out too. They're working on it a lot. Halo is a very, very, very good game, and it's worth a lot of money.
It's worth the money they're putting into it. I mean, it's a huge franchise for for Microsoft, and they it's a good story. I've been there since the beginning. I haven't played a few of them, but.
I've played all of them through the Xbox, the original before the Xbox 360 and the Xbox One. And then they added the very first one to the Xbox One, but you have to buy the complete edition where you have number one to number four. Just to own them all.
Yeah. And that's pretty expensive, huh?
They do have Halo 5, don't they? Yeah. Don't they? Yeah.
Yeah. Halo 5 Guardians.
Yeah, I forgot to add that one too. That you have to have Halo 5 to Halo 1. They're adding all. You have to have that one. And then once they add Halo 6, they're going to have to add that to the complete edition.
Yeah.
And then you would have them all. Like, if you have them all, Riri had all the posters. I asked her if I could have one.
Who's Riri?
She laughed. Because all she would not play, it's just, like, nonstop, she would just play Halo.
Riri is your sister, right?
Yep.
Okay.
The one and only. She is a legend, a god at Halo. If you run into her on Xbox One, you are lucky to play with her. You would be the legend. You would tell your friends. You would tell your ancestors. I would love to shake your hand if you play with my sister.
To go back to one of your earlier questions, one of the games I want to play is like Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Oh, I've played one of them.
The newer one, yeah. Rise of the Tomb Raider, I believe it is. But Shadow of the Tomb Raider continues the story, and I looked at some of the graphics. Not gameplay yet, but really looks astounding so far. New story of Lara Croft, keeps perpetuating. It's good. I mean, I think they're doing a good thing with keeping Tomb Raider where people will actually enjoy the stories and your struggles with Lara.
I know, right? Didn't they make a movie off of that?
Yeah, it's closer to the game, the newer game. And it actually is really good. I've seen it, and I hope they keep going somewhere with it because it makes her more of a person. It makes her more relatable to the average player.
Isn't Shadows of the Tomb Raider at the beginning, you're on a ship, right?
No, I think you're thinking of the Rise of the Tomb Raider. You start off on a ship. You're looking into...
You're on a ship and you crash on an island that you have to, at the end, and you're trying to build a boat, trying to escape, and you have to help your best friend. Like, the enemy's trying to turn your best friend into some kind of god to destroy the island and all this.
Or try to control the island's power. Yeah, that's Rise of the Tomb Raider.
So I want to play the game you want to play. Sounds like a good game.
Release date for that is September 14th this year, 2018.
If you guys want to get that game, you have the release date.
Yep. Destiny 2.
Destiny 2 is a good game. It's the continue of Destiny 1. But Destiny 2, they want to control the Guardian. Like, the main person, the big ball at the beginning of Destiny 1, they turn it on, all that. And they take over your home and all this. And you want to take over your home, get the big ball back, whatever.
Well, what was your favorite, part of the game in the first one? Was it, did you like all the game mechanics, the movement, graphics?
My favorite part of Destiny 1 was kicking the bad king's ass and taking his sword and shoving it in the ground. And the witch coming back and taking the sword and melting it.
And melting it?
Yeah, with her powers.
Yeah, I barely played Destiny. I've only seen it played. But everyone keeps telling me I should get it. It's a great game.
If you get Destiny, you want to get Destiny 2.
Okay. So does it look like, have you seen any of the trailers for it? Any gameplay?
Yes, I have for Destiny 1. I've seen all the gameplays. I've seen Destiny 2 trailers and gameplays. That's good too.
Is there anything in particular you're really happy about for the second one?
Yes, because they keep on coming out with more DLCs for it and all of that. Basically, almost exactly like Destiny 1, but more opportunities, more armors, more weapons, more ships.
And do you think they're going to change any of the gameplay, like how to get your weapons out or anything like that? Do you think they're going to change anything?
I don't think so, because they want to keep it almost exactly like the first one, like the same controls and all that.
Uh-huh.
Just don't piss off other gamers. Like, how the fuck do you change how to change your weapon and all of that. They kind of want to keep it the same. Okay. That's what I love about Destiny and the creators. And we can't forget about Dead by Daylight.
Yeah, Dead by Daylight. I haven't heard anything about them like making a sequel to it. Dead by Daylight, I mean, I love it. I enjoy playing it. You can either play as a killer or a serial killer or one of those supernatural killers you see in the movies.
They've added more killers and stuff. It's pretty much...
But the game mechanic is the same.
Yeah, but the clown, if he throws a smoke at you that basically slows you down, you can't move, you have to run away from that smoke. If you get in the smoke, you're paralyzed.
Yeah.
That's what pisses off people about the clown. But the clown is the most OP killer in Dead by Daylight.
The clown?
Yep.
Me personally, I like to play Freddy. I know they can't officially call him Freddy, but you see the similarities. He's what, the dream killer?
Yeah. I just gotta stop you right there. I just gotta bring something up. Go back to Rick and Morty and go to Scary Terry. I know I'm gonna get laughed at by everyone on my podcast, but it's Scary Terry, and now bring up Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
You both have the same thing. The only thing that's messed up with Scary Terry, he has knives on his fingers.
Well, Scary Terry is a takeoff of or a parody of Freddy. I mean, Rick and Morty, Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland, the creators, they did that on purpose. They're basically wanted you to recognize that this dream killer had his own problems too. And
I know. That's kind of funny though, because same outfit, same hat, same face, but the only thing that's wrong about Scary Terry is balls on his chin. So basically, the son of Freddy Krueger and Peter Griffin.
Peter Griffin, yeah. Can you still hear me? Hello?
You're connected to Wi-Fi, so you can connect to Messenger. Go to my name.
This is Angie, ladies and gentlemen.
That's Angie.
Hi, Angie. That's one of Jeff's other sisters. If you can hear me, yeah.
That's Jeff's other sisters.
Now let's continue about Dead by Daylight.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Let's continue about Dead by Daylight.
Okay.
Do you have any other things to say about Dead by Daylight?
Well, to me, it's fun. It's a fun game, but I wish there could be more that you could do as either a survivor or a killer. For a killer, especially, I would like, I don't know, like the ability to stalk people a little better. I don't know. They can see you coming depending on which serial killer you're playing. But I wish, I don't know, there was some kind of more dynamic to it. Like the ability to use secret like secret doors or something that no one else can see, and you can basically go to other the survivors on the map. That would be awesome.
Well, there are secret doors for the survivors. You just have to find them. Now, I just want to say this. Like, you know, the killers have all these secret abilities. Imagine all the survivors having, like, first aid kits, like, when they spawn, toolkits when they spawn, flashlights when they spawn.
Well, I know like, not, they have those. You just have to select them. They have them in their... you have to win so much, and you have to buy these things. But one thing I would like for Survivor is if you watch a whole bunch of these horror films, sometimes they get outlandish where one of the characters have psychic powers. So it would be more of a struggle for the killer. So that would be a good dynamic. Like one of the characters can have psychic powers where they can attack the killer. So it'd be more of a fun thing for the player if one character and all the ones that show up multiplayer can, boom, can knock the killer away, like one or two sessions. That'd be great.
Three or four characters just going to pick you up with my mind.
Yeah, and then other players could run away and start working on things, but you'll have a limited time to do it. And after that, the character's spent, and then the killer can just go after that survivor. That'd be so cool.
Also, we can't forget about the campers, the cheaters, the hackers on that game. They got to do something about that. That makes me not want to play the game when they do that.
But that's also part of it. That's what I was talking about where, initially, I think that's inherent in the game. If you play a game like that, say if you're playing, for instance, hide and seek in real life, people are going to tend to do that. That's a normal part. I don't have a problem with it myself.
No. Like if you're the killer, you get someone, you just camp them while they're on the hook. The friendlies are trying to help them.
Yeah.
And the killer just smacks them. That pisses off people. Like I tried to save my friend and there was a camper. Like they got to do something about that. Like if you camp as a killer and kill a friend, like you're gonna get reported easily on new console.
You're going on and off there, pal. Hello?
I'm here.
Are you there?
I'm here. Do you hear me?
Yeah, you kept cutting out.
But do you get where I'm going? Like if you're a killer and you're camping, and you get reported, like just camping on a hook, you're just gonna get reported.
Yeah, but I think that's a good part of the game because it, like anything else, the killers focus on other things going on. I think I personally think that should be allowed.
Yeah, but other people get all pissed off about it.
I think it's part of the game. That's part of the fun. Because otherwise, it would be one-sided toward the killer, where the killer's always going to be on top. So this is part of the interaction between players. Hiding is great. I think that's a great idea. Hiding near the hooks, that's fine. I believe that some of the killers have powers where they can sense where all the characters are. So that's I think they thought of that, and that's one way to work around it is they use those powers to say, oh, okay, well, this guy's behind me. I can act like I don't know it and come around.
They should add this where like the survivors should have ghillie suits to make it more hidden.
Yeah.
You know, since the killers can like go invisible and hide, I think that should be allowed.
Okay. All right.
I think everyone that watches this podcast should agree about that, about Dead by Daylight. Every survivor should have a ghillie suit to start with.
Have you ever played the Bioshock games?
No, I have not. I've always wanted to play Bioshock.
Okay, well, in terms of story, it's one of those unique games where the first and second and third games are actually connected. Sequels and stuff are, but it's this unique because when you start playing the third game, you're like, okay, so they're getting away from them roots. It's different from the first two games. Then you are shocked to find out it's not. The worlds are connected, and it's amazing how they did it. Now, the reason I bring this up, because I would like a new BioShock game.
I thought there was a fourth BioShock game.
Not from anything I've seen. Have you tried No Man's Skies?
No, I have not.
Okay, that's one everyone is talking about, how it was a big letdown. When they were talking about it, or showcasing some of the stuff it was supposed to do, it didn't do it well. And so I think a lot of people are looking to see a new version of No Man's Skies where all these things could that they say were going to happen is going to happen. I think initially people just want to see it done better. And it reminds me of, have you ever played that game series Fable?
Fable,
yeah.
I may have.
Okay. Well, that's the one where you play as a hero, or you can be a villain, but it's in a medieval setting. And the reason I bring that up is because the person that was making these games promised a lot, and ultimately a lot of gamers say that he did not come through. Because what he was talking about was you can have a dog, you can name the dog, you can do all these things. He did go through with that, but the way he explained it, it was so different from what actually came out. And I think that's the same thing with No Man's Sky. What about Anthem?
No, I have not played that.
Well, Anthem is going to be coming out. That's the one that our friend Justin was talking about that he really wants, and he wants to make sure that we have it. I saw some of the gameplay already. Amazing stuff. It's pretty cool. It reminds me a lot of the game we were just talking about. Was it
Dead by Daylight?
No, the one before that. The multiplayer one. That's coming out in September. But it reminds me a lot of that. You can, you're on a different world. It sounds like a lot of the MMORPG kind of games. It looks fun. So if you get a chance, please check that out. A lot of people like it. I was thinking, were we talking about Defiant? Defiance 2?
I think we were talking about Tomb Raider.
Defiance 2 earlier, I think. But the one that you were talking about having all the DLCs and everything.
Oh, let's talk about DC Universe Online. I don't think they should cancel that. It's a good game, but they shouldn't cancel it.
Well, I can see why people are frustrated. I've played it lots, and they've gone through so many changes over the past year alone where you thought your character, first of all, you can only get to level 30. That's fine. Then after that, it depends on what kind of gear you have and the secondary levels. So you get to level 30. Then after that, you get battle, I think it's battle levels or something like that, where you can go to a very high level, but it all depends on the gear that you have. And your gear has to be upgraded constantly. That's the only way that you can play the newer campaigns and everything in the game. But it seems like the power levels between all the different powers you can have or skills that you can have are very different, and it's a little frustrating. I mean, to me right now, it's the best online massive multiplayer online game superheroes I have currently. Until they bring out another one, I'm gonna hold on to DC Universe Online.
She said my name first, I must kill you.
What?
Hey, Jeff?
Yes.
So I'm gonna hold on to DC Universe Online. A lot of other people are really tired of it because they want more from a superhero.
You guys ever notice sometimes?
Oh. Something going on there?
Yeah.
Have you ever played a game called Outlast?
I may have.
Okay, well, that was one of those survivor horror kind of games, and they have an Outlast 2, from what I've seen. I still haven't played it. It looks amazing, and I'm going to pick that up as soon as I can.
Pizzas from Domino's for $7.99 each. You don't want bad roads, really good pizza. Super doing something about that. If your drive home is rough on pizza, submit it at maybeforpizza.com, and we might fix it.
Hello?
I'm here.
Closed courses.
Okay. I know one game we were talking about was Bayonetta, and a lot of people love Bayonetta 2. I believe they're going to have a third game if they don't have it already. I mean, they probably do, but the next Bayonetta game everyone seems to be looking forward to. Any other games that you're looking forward to, Jeff?
I don't know. How about you?
Yeah, I just said a couple. Let's see here. An older game I know that a lot of people loved was Psychonauts. I'm really crazy about a new Psychonauts game coming to consoles. I enjoyed the first one, and I've seen the VR game played. The VR Psychonauts game was actually pretty good from what I saw played. And if I had a whole VR setup, I would definitely play it. But it coming back to consoles, that's something I really want to do. I want to play that game. I miss those characters.
The great state of California has its share of state symbols. The Valley Quail.
Are you currently gonna eat dinner or something, Jeff? What are you doing?
During summer clearance, well qualified lessees of competitive vehicles get a low mileage lease on the 2018
Pacifica. It seems to be a lot of activity on your end. What's going on?
Nothing.
What's up, Jeffrey?
That sounds like stuff.
I know. Daryl, we gotta restart this podcast.
Okay, no problem.
Dad barged into my room, told me to clean that up.
Okay, let me know when you wanna restart the podcast. So far, 34 minutes.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to hang up the podcast for now.